At the International AIDS Conference in Barcelona, Harvard researchers are presenting a sobering report. It shows that even someone whose immune system is keeping the AIDS virus under control can become infected with another strain of HIV. This is not good news for vaccine makers or for people who are infected now, NPR's Richard Knox reports.
The story starts with a young Boston man who's part of an elite group. Only 14 patients at the Massachusetts General Hospital whose HIV infection was caught early and treated aggressively. Because of that, his immune system could mount a strong defense against the virus. So strong, he was able to throw away his AIDS drugs for almost a year. Then large quantities of HIV showed up in his blood again. Dr. Bruce Walker discovered the man had become infected with a second strain of HIV.
Despite enough immunity to have the upper hand against one virus, he didn't have enough immunity to have the upper hand against a second virus.
Walker was surprised. The Boston man's blood contains quantities of immune cells precisely targeted to 25 different spots on the AIDS virus. That's just the sort of immune response that vaccines are supposed to generate. But Walker says no vaccine comes close.
The reality is that it would really be a stretch to anticipate that any of the vaccines that are out there right now would be able to induce the level of immunity that this person had.
The lack of protection was especially surprising because the second strain of HIV the Boston man encountered was in the same family as the first one. Genetic analysis showed the second virus differed from the first one by just 12%. But that was enough to render it essentially invisible to the man's immune system. The implication is clear. An effective vaccine against HIV would have to stimulate immunity against a far greater array of viral strains than most experts thought. Now, this is only a single case report. But just this week, federal researchers published an article on two men in Thailand who got second HIV infections. And Swiss researchers have found a European man who got a second virus in Brazil. But in those cases, the second infection was of a different family. The Boston man shows even a close cousin of the initial virus can look entirely different to the immune system. Walker says these cases flash a warning to people already infected with HIV. They shouldn't assume it's okay to have unprotected sex with others who are HIV positive.
The public health message is that it's possible to become infected with a second strain of virus. Therefore, consenting individuals who are both infected need to protect themselves because their immune systems may have more difficulty dealing with the second virus.
Researchers call this phenomenon superinfection. They have their work cut out for them to find out how often it occurs. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.